Baby Driver is a heist movie, told from the point of view of the getaway driver named Baby.
I'm a driver.
But it's the music that really drives the movie. Chase scenes are choreographed down to the second. Doors slam, wheels screech, all in time to the beat. Edgar Wright is a British director who also wrote the film. His movies are often known for their soundtracks. He made Hot Fuzz, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, and Shaun of the Dead. To get the heist part of this film just right, Edgar Wright turned to Joe Loya.
I was a script consultant, tech consultant, and I had a cameo in the movie.
Wait, where was your cameo?
Yes.
I gave Joe the part of a security guard in one of the heists.
I just love the irony of that. And everybody who knows me and knows that I'm in this movie, they just love that. It's a juicy irony.
It's a juicy irony because Joe Loya used to rob banks. When he and Edgar Wright first met, the conversation went in a direction that surprised both of them.
We were talking about films a lot of the time. That was what was surprising
me. Yeah, that's right.
Not bank robberies.
Well, sort of bank robberies in films. What so very quickly the conversation became about. I realized what a big film fan Joe was. And then I was interested because I thought, well, you've done these things. So it's interesting to me that you still watch fiction about them. And your response, Joe, to that was that most criminals watch movies, correct?
Right. Exactly. I was like, you know, most guys, when they're arrested, and cops will tell you this, you go to a video library, and most criminals have the same, at least six of the same, you know, films in there.
What are they?
Like Goodfellas, Casino, of course, Godfather, you know, different movies like that.
Scarface.
Scarface, of course. And then, but the point was that I was making is, this is where we learn to talk like criminals. This is where we learn to talk, you know, with violence and aggression and be criminals. A lot of guys are still using a lot of the metaphors from these crime films.
Huh.
They were appropriating, you know, the violence and the mayhem from movies. I mean, it was no different than what we did. I mean, it's in a way like movies kind of teach young boys some maleness, how to texturize your maleness. Certainly in my case, I feel like a lot of my swagger as a bank robber, I kind of picked that up. Because, you know, where do you get that from?
Edgar, does that make you feel at all weird about making these kinds of movies?
What? No, I mean, here's the thing. I'll say this about the movie, and I'm sure Joe would agree, is like, without giving too much away about the ending, the movie is sort of about like stripping away that romance. I'd say in the first 10 minutes of the movie, Baby is in his head is like, I'm this folklore hero and I'm the getaway driver and I drive fast and I evade the cops, but I'm not really a criminal. I'm not like the other guys. And then the movie is sort of like, unfortunately, like shattering that illusion and saying, no, you are like the other guys. And in the eyes of the law, you are absolutely one of them and you will pay the same price as they will. So it is the sort of the whole movie is about starting with the dream in inverted commas of being a getaway driver and ending with the nightmare of being a criminal.
Edgar, when you first met Joe, was there one particular question that you really wanted him to answer?
Well, I guess I had lots of general questions about the job, a lot of which are sort of things about, like, what car you would drive in, you know, would you dump it, where would you kind of source cars from? The most specific question pertaining to this movie is I would ask, would you ever play music on the way to a job?
And?
Well, and then I remember Joe responded, well, the two things, and Joe, you can fill this in a bit more, but the two things that you said that I just thought were amazing was, one, you said, not on the way to a job, I've got enough demons up here making music, which I thought, whoa.
Up here in my head, meaning.
Yes.
In my head,
and pretty much Jamie Foxx says that line verbatim in the movie. And then the other thing you said, Joe, is that you said that you would listen to music after a heist, and one of the songs that you would listen to post-heist would be Smooth Criminal by Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Isn't that a little cliche, Joe?
Yes, I admitted that I chose Smooth Criminal the first time because I was a knucklehead. I was a total cliche. I thought, okay, I'm a criminal. What song should I listen to? Oh, Smooth Criminal, because I'm so smooth. You've been hit by a smooth criminal. I get in the car, I'm listening, and I'm getting into it, and I can feel how this is it. It's sharp. It's the violence that just occurred. And then he starts singing. If you start listening to the lyrics, it's basically the Ballad of Annie's Killer. Listen, I don't want to play the Ballad of Annie's Rapist or Killer on this my pristine getaway. That doesn't work for me. So I went home and I went through, you know, all my CDs and tried to choose the song that would be best for my getaway.
Really? And what did you pick?
I ended up with Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. Come on, come on now. All the power and the build-up to the bank robbery was in the beginning, and I had to really, anything that came in my head that was harassing me, bothering me, I had to just dispel it all to get to a really vicious, silent place. When the way home, I needed something that was like post-coital. I needed something to just chill and whatever. But also, that resembled some of the hazards of my home when I was a child. And I played it for the next 27, 28 bank robberies.
Edgar, can you point to a scene that you did differently because of Joe's input?
Well, I think a lot of the... I had the sort of shape of the story and the characters. And I think in talking to Joe, it's just detail that's worth its weight in gold. And it was an interesting thing. I would send kind of scenes to him, and then Joe would respond as if they were real people. I remember specifically there was a scene where Joe read the scene and said, this character asks a lot of questions. These guys in this business are a lot more direct than that. And I said, well, you know, that's like rhetorical questions. And I remember you saying something, I guess, is that like a British thing to ask so many questions?
Yeah,
so, and it actually inspired, it actually inspired a line in the movie where like Kevin Spacey calls Ansel Elgort and says, are you in? And like Baby just repeats it back and says, am I in? And he says, it's a rhetorical question. You're in. And that was yeah, inspired by my conversation with Joe.
Joe, when you saw the movie, was there any song that you thought, oh, I wish I'd thought to play that when I was leaving the scene of a crime?
Well, yes. The beginning of this movie is just thrilling.
The song in that opening getaway chase scene is Bell Bottoms by the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good note to go out on. So, Joe Loya, Edgar Wright, thank you both so much. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Ari.
The movie Baby Driver is out now. Explosion.